Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shampoo.
Hey.
Oh my goodness.
Right? What an amazing, amazing birthday, man.
Oh goodness.
We have that posted to Facebook. Yes, we do.
Yeah, the
We've
video.
We've got it posted and shared.
Yeah, I posted the video.
Happy birthday.
Facebook.
Woo! I got my donuts. Happy birthday, donuts.
Are you Deputy Donut there?
I sure am.
Hey, Deputy Donut. Alrighty.
Wow. Can you believe it?
Yeah, we've made a year.
1 year.
Wow, it's amazing.
So much has happened since then, too, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, but I'm going to restart this track so we can finish our things. This is going to go right into the weather track. Oop, wrong one. There we go. Hi, everybody. It's Anthony from Tampa.
And hey, everybody. It's Joe from Chicago.
Hi. Your Shambo host, Buddy here. My heart pound is upping with excitement for tonight's broadcast of episode 44, that first piece of cake, for Monday, May 23rd, 2016. And now, for the weather. Hey Anthony, how is it in Tampa for those Tampa nights?
Thank you, Betty. And, there we go. We'll find the weather track.
Yeah, we'll catch up with the police later.
How you doing there, Skippy? Yeah, did you like our little background track there?
Mm-hmm.
The whole...
That was cute.
Roger on the run, Betty on the run.
Yeah.
Betty everyone on the run. On the run. Yeah. All right.
So what you got for us in weather?
Well, it is currently 82 degrees Fahrenheit in Tampa with a humidity of 43%. So we're actually doing pretty good there with humidity. Let's see. Tonight it's going to be mostly clear with a low around 70. And tomorrow on Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 89. Tuesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 71. Wednesday sunny with a high near 90. It's going to be odd. Wednesday night, we don't care about that. Thursday will be mostly sunny, 88. Thursday into Friday, we'll have a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. After 2, mostly sunny, high near 88.
Wow.
And that's your Tampa weather.
Well, thanks, Anthony. And, now for your current Chicago weather from Chicago Midway International Airport. Guess what? It is currently 83 degrees Fahrenheit. It's you.
We have system failure.
System failure.
You are dropping out.
System failure.
All right, let's try your weather again and see where you go.
Okay, so from Chicago's Midway Airport, KMDW, your current Chicago forecast. It's 83 degrees Fahrenheit with a humidity of 15%. Tonight, clear with a low around 60. East winds 5 to 10, becoming south after midnight. Tuesday, a 20% chance of shower. But mostly with a high. Tuesday night. Thunder's lost. That's right.
Joe has disappeared into the abyss of no sound.
Frustrating. Hello.
There you are. You're back.
Hello.
We might have to do a switch here. But we can try to keep going. Let's see what's going on.
Shyampa, 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 Shyampa.
All righty. And there he goes. There he goes. He is gone. Gone with the wind. So, anyway, while we were waiting for him to call us back in the Shyampa studio, let me get going here. All right, so we're done with the weather. Weather is kaputsies. Kaputsy. All right. So we're 1 year old. It's fantastic. We're very excited about it. And, you know, we're celebrating and we're clearly having difficult issues, which is funny because it ran fine last night during the test.
It sure did. So you're getting me now?
Yeah, I hear you now. You just have to be careful with the current, you know, Skypey issues. So.
Well, folks. Once again, it's Joe with your Shyampa Chicago Midway Airport weather. And guess what? It's partly cloudy and it's 83 degrees Fahrenheit. It's quite nice. It's dry, humidity 15%. The barometer is pretty steady. Visibility is clear. And tonight, well, we could be looking at temperatures of around 60. So nice walk-in weather.
Wow.
Get up. Do your thing. Tuesday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4. Tuesday night, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 7. Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms likely. So it's going to be wet, 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 wet. Wet, 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 wet. Oh, my God. It's going to be wet, wet, wet all the way through Memorial Day. Bam. And that, folks, is your Chicago weather.
So I have a question. When we were running our beta test with Uvu, you had mentioned today, this evening, that you're not using the laptop for sound effects, and you're using the desktop. And were you using sound effects on the desktop last night?
No.
I just wonder if you just have too much shit running. I don't know. It's just a thought. I'm just trying to figure out what changed between tonight and this, you know, and yesterday. So, but
horribly unfortunate. Folks, this podcasting business, it's a challenge, and I love it. Because without challenges in life, what are we but nothing?
Maybe a little less frustrated sometimes.
Right. I'm going to do another Betty because she just wants to talk. Let's see what this sounds like.
All right.
Hi, your Shyampa host Betty here. My butthole be buzzing with excitement for tonight's broadcast of episode 43, Footprints on a Wet Lawn.
Nope, see, it didn't pick up, so I have to change things. And that's what you got to do sometimes.
You've got to change things. Got to change things sometimes.
You know, it happens.
Wait, hold on. Probably better off using this one.
But so, you know, we've got a lot of things to be thankful for that we're 1 year old.
Yes, we do. We do. And technical problems is not one of them. But we are 1 year old. And, you know, we...
It's new.
Yes, yes. And we have a new schedule coming up. We now come on at 8 Eastern. And we only go for an hour. So we only have like 49 minutes left of us. That's it. We're not gonna torture you for an hour and a half. We're only gonna torture you for an hour.
Right.
And depending on how Joe's technical issues pan out, I don't know what he's doing over there right now. But
I'm gearing myself up to allow for multimodal communication with the keyboards.
All right.
So, but folks, I want to say a lot of thanks goes to a lot of people and helping us get the word out. Of course, there's us with our numerous posts on Facebook and Twitter and all that good stuff.
Yeah, we do our share amount of social networking ish.
Right.
All right.
Are you getting that?
I am getting that. Is that from your secondary audio delivery device?
It is from my secondary audio delivery device.
So, should we try Uvu again?
I guess we could.
You've got 3 minutes and 57 seconds until you start your news. So you can hit me up on Uvu, and we'll see if that makes it any better. Hopefully it will.
Whoa. Folks, we got to make sure you turn on the keyboard.
Keyboards need to be on and in the locked and upright position.
So I'm still online. I'm going to end this Skype call now.
Okay, there goes the Skype call. Hello.
Wait.
Are we good?
No, we're very bad. We are very
bad. How about audio? No good?
No.
Maybe it's this 3D thing.
Maybe you should turn the 3D 2D? Thing off.
How about 2D?
Let's try that.
And let's do resolution standard.
That's what I did as well. I hear Betty.
Do you hear me as I hear Betty?
Yes, yes.
Betty hears you.
The 3D thing, not a good idea. Okay, you can stop Betty now. Okay, thank you. Yeah, the 3D thing, I would not add any taxing functionality onto that. I would just go with the standard resolution and probably keep like your separate setup for your Zombile. That will probably make life a little easier for both of us.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to turn this keyboard off, though, because we have to use the mouse for the laptop, because otherwise we'll have multitudes of errors.
And why will we have multitudes of errors?
Ooh, because the trackpad is not sensitive enough or fast enough. Oh, gosh. Sorry, folks. I am so burpy tonight.
What, why are you
well,
so burpy?
We've got fun thing coming up. Hey, so much. If you can avoid yeast. Unfortunately, there's a lot of yeast in cake.
There is a lot of yeast in cake.
Yes. 1 minute, 50 seconds.
Yes. And hopefully your connection holds up.
So, it's folks, you know, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at the studio. 5:30 Central, which is 6:30. And then, you know what? We should get into the habit of just using UTC, period.
Maybe.
UTC. One day, we'll get there.
Maybe.
But we also want to give some thanks out also to WEFT. We want to talk about... Uh-oh, am I not coming through?
No, you're not.
Why?
I don't know what changed from last night to tonight. But you started going... And then you just kind of petered right on out.
You know what? Let's do... Oh, my God. Hello, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, I can hear
one,
you.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, you got 3 seconds to work, so.
And news, now, let's just do it. For the news.
Do you hear that?
Yes, I did, sirs. And good evening, folks from the Chicago studios. It's the Joe's Worldwide News.
The internet is not allowing Joe to do the news tonight. Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, maybe we should just go into my news. Yeah, we'll do that. Okay. We can crisis manage here. Oh, wait. What happened?
You just disconnected. Just went away.
Yeah, so did you.
Just went boom.
So clearly there are connectivity issues going on this evening.
I don't get it, because there's nothing extra. I mean...
Well, you're on... There you go. Did you go? No. Did you just close Skype? Is that what you did?
I just closed Skype completely now.
Okay. That might be a good idea. So, you know, we have this news track going in the background here. We're jiving out.
And as long as we keep it going,
you can go
ahead. I can tell you about this really cool news story. It's
maybe.
Oregon's first cannabis campus opens, folks. It's aiming to boost pot tourism. By Reed Andrews, KATU News. A Portland cannabis farm is expanding with its sights on making Oregon a marijuana tourism destination. It is the epicenter of some of the best cannabis in the world, says William Simpson, owner of Chalice Farms. Now, this Chalice Farms opened up its headquarters and campus on Northeast Airport Way. It's 30,000 square feet and includes something unique to dispensaries. Following the model of wineries and breweries, Chalice Farms allows customers to see how their product is grown from the store. So you come off the airplane, come in to Chalice Farms, and you see cannabis in the entire system. All separately extracted from this factory, which is required by Oregon law. Down the hall is a small kitchen where edibles are made. The growth site is a vault where this cannabis is stored. It's frankly overkill, but why not? An operation Chalice Farm, illegal in Washington State.
There's a motion I go through when Joe loses audio, and I look at the camera and I move my hands like your puppets. And I'm going, and I'm with my mouth, and I don't say anything. I just... Yeah. All right, you want to try that
again?
Some more, Skippy?
So, the vertical integration of Oregon cannabis farms is giving it more of a business field than its neighbor to the north. They're going to stop talking about Amsterdam and or Colorado. They're going to all be coming to Oregon for cannabis and tourists, Simpson said. So that's interesting. You know, we need more tourism in our state.
Uh-huh. Something
and
like
I
that.
Think this would be a great, great opportunity for Illinois to get some tourism back into this state.
Oh,
I mean,
totally.
Who cares about the NFL draft?
Totally.
I don't.
And I don't know. What's your whole take on this Lucas Museum thing? You know, this museum of Lucasness.
They say that it's going to give some jobs to people, but I'm concerned about the whole $1.2 billion bond that they're somehow going to have to float to get this thing going in the first place.
That's a lot of money.
Because I'm sure Lucas isn't going to give the money over until the thing is complete.
Oh, probably not. Probably not at all.
No, I'm going to be honest. I think it looks really damn cool on the lakefront. It would actually add a really nice structure.
I honestly...
It's out of the way.
honestly, I'm not big about the whole look of it. I really could care less. I think my biggest issue with it is just that cost, the $1.2 billion. I mean, you guys don't have money to pay anything, and you want to take out a bond for $1.2 billion.
Just thinking hypothetically without doing the math, $1.2 million, it would take forever to pay back.
Billion.
$1.2 billion.
Billion, yes. It's a ridiculous amount of money.
I need a robot in my life. I really... So, this next story is out of our field by way of Matt Farland of the Washington Post. Teaching assistant is really a robot. So, to help with his class this spring, a Georgia Tech professor hired Jill Watson, a teaching assistant unlike any other in the world. Throughout the semester, she was an online student.
The robots are upon us.
But in fact, Jill Watson was an artificial intelligence bot.
Wow.
Ashok Goel, a computer science professor, did not reveal Watson's true identity to students until after they'd turn in their final exams.
Huh.
Students were amazed. I feel like I am part of history because of Jill and his class. Folks, I'm like constantly like looking at Anthony to make sure I'm not in the Wawa zone here. So, you know, tonight's news stories, they're going to be a little bit abbreviated. But enough to say that he perfected this thing to be almost as good as a human TA. He's like, I cannot create chaos in my class.
No chaos in the classroom.
The system is only allowed to answer questions if it calculates it is 97% or more confident in its answer.
Wow.
So I'm telling you, artificial intelligence. We make fun of our robots like Roger and Betty, and we got tonight coming up. I hope we can play it, damn it.
Maybe.
It actually, Anthony.
Maybe. You might have to drop it on the drive somewhere.
Yeah, we've got another personality we're going to introduce tonight.
Oh boy. All right.
But, you know, we still got time. We don't have to rush through, but I do want to get on to the next story. So, here's one for the Who Am I department.
Who am I?
You know, I've always felt that you could kind of size up a person by their drink choice. For instance, I like an old fashioned. Made with whiskey, not brandy.
Uh-huh.
It's because the taste of whiskey is exquisite and strong. Now, do I have an exquisite taste? Maybe. Am I strong? In many areas, yes. Now, am I old-fashioned? Well, compared to the crap people act like today, hell yeah. How about you, Anthony? Do you have a drink that might define you?
That's kind of on the spot here, but yeah, you know, I'm more of a beer guy. That's kind of my big thing. So yeah, I think more often than not, I would wind up being a kind of a beer, and I'm not like one of the IPA type of beers. I can't stand IPAs. I think they taste like dirty gym socks that have been like boiled and then bottled and refrigerated, because that's kind of how it feels to me in terms of how a lot of IPAs taste. That's just my preference. That's just how it's going. Exactly.
That's rich.
Yeah. So, but that's my experience with the whole, you know, drink thing, my favorite drink, and my ad-libbing is done. Carry on.
So, by Bill Daly of the Daily Question, men said the women talking of star-crossed romance are like two-legged martinis. And, oh, did I understand? For is there anything sexier and often more dangerous than a martini? I do know that. I've had like a few martinis at this really fabulous place called the Kit Kat Lounge on Halsted. So, now, Dorothy Parker's poetic warning notwithstanding, I could never settle for downing one or two at the very most. And editor's note, Parker also said, I like to have a martini, two at the very most. After three, I'm under the table. After four, I'm under my host. Now, her honest... Hello?
Hello.
Her honest... I hope I was, like, broadcasting while you were gone.
We'll find out.
So, anyways, I was just talking about Dorothy Parker and how she kind of compared martinis to sexual objects and her experience with them.
Huh.
Her honest admission got me thinking, said Bill Daly of The Daily Question. What kind of man or woman would be a martini or a Manhattan or even a can of PBR with a chaser? Indeed, are we what we drink? And if so, can changing the drink change perceptions, our own and others? Does being seen as a two-legged martini boost our chances in life, or in love and in business, as opposed to, say, a Moscow mule in a copper mug? What cocktail you have is a social badge, said Adam Seeger, master barman for iPick Entertainment. It does say something about someone's personality. That's fun.
That does sound like fun.
Now, speaking of personalities, this next story is quite interesting. Yes. This is by Ivan Gastaldo from Newser. A baby born aboard a Jetstar Asia flight after the airline.
Really?
This flight passenger wasn't willing to pay. Editor's note. This precious snowflake has never been after you hear.
All right, try it again.
Hello.
Can
you hear me?
I can hear you.
This flight passenger wasn't willing to accept a delay. Editor's note, and this precious snowflake will never have be the same after you hear what the parents name their kid. Hey, Anthony, what's some crazy baby names you've heard of before?
LaDasha. Orangetta.
Orangetta.
Syphilis.
You know, I've heard of that one as well.
Yep. Yep. Syphilis.
Well, a woman gave birth on a Jetstar Asia flight, and the mother named the child after the airline.
Sweet.
Saw Jetstar was 6 pounds, 7 ounces when he was born on flight 3K583 after it landed in Yangon, Myanmar on April 22nd. Both mother and son are in good health and have been discharged from the local hospital in Yangon, the airline said in a Facebook post this week. Three doctors were on the flight from Singapore to Yangon, and the baby was delivered by the doctors and crew members after the plane landed.
Awesome.
The airline said it was donating around $744 worth of baby supplies to the family.
Sweet.
So it singled out member Saw Lur Tu for his actions and said he exercised utmost care and concern for the passenger, calling for medical assistance on board the aircraft when required. He later visited the mother in the hospital with gift. You know, that's it. That's quite amazing.
Yeah, that really
is. Anyone pregnant more than 28 weeks to carry a medical letter certifying air travel is safe, and allows those up to 40 weeks pregnant or about 10 months to travel on flights of 4 hours or less. American Airlines requires a note for pregnant travelers who have a due date within 4 weeks of the due date, and JetBlue requires a doctor certificate for passengers expecting a date. Delta has no restrictions. Southwest advice against. And South advises against air travel after. And that's your latest Chicago Chiampa Studio News. Back to you, Anthony.
Wow, Joe. That one is an amazing ride, an absolute amazing ride. Yeah, we have 5 minutes to fix this. And there you have it. There's your Chicago Worldwide News Report from Joe. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of our unique... Do you want to be part of our unique on-air experience? A-I-R-E. Visit Shyampa.info to find out how. Hang tight, folks. We will be back. We'll be back. We'll be back in about 5 minutes.
You are tuned into Shyampa. We radio. Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at 813-327-8566.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Shyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Shyampa Radio. Flashback.
If you smoke a filter cigarette, try the taste of Kent.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website CPRMetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
To some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Come back, everybody. Stu Taylor, Anthony's wife, here at Amazes Next. Before we kick off into segment B, I first want to tell you that today is National Sea Monkey Day. But please be careful you do not confuse the glass of sea monkeys you so lovingly poured with a glass of Metamucil that your butthole is buzzing with excitement over. With that out of the way, go grab your ball and put your...
See if we can do this again.
All right.
Uh-oh. Someone is completely locked up.
That's not good.
On the laptop. It's not responsive.
Uh-oh.
Up, here we go. Let's try this.
Welcome back, everybody. Stay tuned. Anthony's Crazy Florida News is next. Before we kick off into segment B, I first want to tell you that today is National Lucky Penny Day. Moo hoo. With that out of the way, go grab your balls, bitches, and let's get started already with segment B, Anthony's Crazy Florida News.
She's a little overmodulated.
That's crazy because her volume is really low in terms of the mixer.
Huh.
And my volume here is at 75%.
Finger. We just got to work around it tonight, I guess. It's Mercury retrograde.
Yes, that is true. But luckily, you've got your news to tell us about.
Yes, yes, I do. I have that in.
Whoops.
Not right then. Not right then. But I do. I do need to start, don't I? Yes. Yes, I do. All right. All right. This new schedule's got me all screwed up. We got 12 minutes to go. All right. Crazy Florida news. All right. We've all come to expect a certain level of crazy from our lovely Florida inhabitants. And our first story of the night is from the Florida. Ooh, the Florida Sun Sentinel. Which does not disappoint. You know, I'm having sound issues here, too. It's tonight is just crazy. It's crazy. I think we celebrated too much for our birthday. Okay. A Delray Beach man called 911 around 9:20 in the morning, Tuesday morning. He and his baby mama were being chased by a knife-wielding man, Alexander Caesar, down the 400 block of Southeast 3rd Street. According to reports, Alexander grabbed a machete and chased his neighbors down the street, claiming they had threatened to cast a voodoo spell on him.
Machete.
Yeah, right. Okay, so, during the chase, Alexander also picked up a large rock and threw it at the other man, hitting him in the chest. Officers arrived to find Alexander running after the couple. Cops ordered Alexander to drop the machete. Not on the right track, repeat. Drop the machete. Which he did. According to reports, he identified himself, told he was upset because the neighbor had threatened to cast a voodoo spell on him. The woman, however, told police that Alexander was chasing them after an argument over rent money. All right. An attempt to reach the couple was unsuccessful. He faces charges of aggravated battery and aggravated assault charges. He is being held in Palm Beach County Jail on Wednesday without bond. All right. So... going after people with machetes, always fun. At first, it looked like you just like grabbed like a bottle of booze. Because I saw you out of the corner of my eye grab something.
Oh, these are Happy Heart Mix Trail Mix. It's got all kinds of fun stuff in there.
Huh, interesting.
It'll make my digestives later nice and easy.
We like... nice and easy digestives. So, there goes Roger. All right, so we got to move on. I got 10 minutes left. All right, this one comes from Fort Myers. Hostage standoffs are physically demanding and can be exhausting. Our next story from WBBH NBC2 in Fort Myers tells us of a particularly tiresome six-hour standoff in Fort Myers. According to police reports last Wednesday, a woman called 911 around 9:15 in the evening, and she said that she was arguing with 34-year-old Derek Walden and noted that he was armed with a gun. When officers arrived, they said the suspect held the woman inside the C Street apartment for several hours. While inside, officers said Derek made several threats to shoot at them. The police department SWAT team and critical incident negotiations team then responded and continued to negotiate with Derek, who told police he was suicidal. After a few hours, Derek released the woman and went back inside the apartment. Finally, around 3 in the morning, authorities realized Derek was asleep and were able to go inside the apartment and take him into custody. Derek was booked into Lee County Jail and charged with felony battery, misdemeanor, domestic violence, strangulation, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, parole violation, and sleeping during a hostage standoff.
Sleeping during a hostage standoff. Wow.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Takes all kinds.
Mm-hmm.
Chasing people with machete seems to be popular in Florida lately. The Ocala Star Banner brings us our next slasher story about another crazy man and his machete.
What, are they all trying to be ninjas?
I think so. Maybe. Possibly. Something like that. So, a corrections assistant. A corrections assistant told a deputy that her five-member work crew was picking up trash in the 148th Terrace Road in Fort McCoy, where a man appeared from behind a tree with a machete and chased the deputy and the inmates to their van. The man tried to open the passenger side door, which was locked. He threw the machete into the woods, got into a pickup truck, and drove off. The officer said she followed the truck to the intersection of Northeast 148th Terrace Road and Northeast 160th Street. Whew. The man got, that's a long street address. The man got out of the pickup and ran into a residence nearby, according to the report. Also according to the report, why didn't I edit that out, deputies talked with the work crew and then went to a home on Northeast 148th Terrace Road and talked with Gary Martin, 26. Deputies reported that they detected a strong odor of alcohol coming from Gary's breath. Gary kept interrupting deputies, wanting to know why they were at his home. Gary denied chasing the crew with a machete. However, deputies found the machete. Gary was arrested and charged with 5 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and taken to Marion County Jail, where he remains taken to Marion County Jail for 3 meals a day in a cell, where he remained on Friday on $10,000 bond.
Maybe he can hook up with the sleeping criminal.
That's a possibility, but the other one, the sleeping criminal was in Lee County. This one, I think, was over in Marion County. They're on opposite sides of the state.
Prisoner exchange days?
I don't know if they do that. I'm sure they do, maybe.
Like, you know, they kind of give you a chance to see what life is like in another place.
I don't know. That's a good question. Something to be pondered.
But you know, I like this next story because now
is like the next story.
Someone else.
Yes.
Hey, sexy.
Yep. It's the sexy music again. Our final story comes from the Florida Sun Sentinel, and it doesn't explicitly include public nakedness, but it does involve sex in a patrol car, so that's close enough. According to a recently released professional standards investigation report, former Deputy Tremay McRae responded to a call for help at about 2:24 a.m. on June 13th in 2015 from a woman who said she had been left stranded on the side of the road by a man she'd been riding with in a vehicle. Someone just kicked her ass out. Bitch, get out of the car. We don't want you no more. All right. So, where was I? Okay, so she got kicked out of the car. Somebody kicked her out. McRae picked up the woman and took her to the man's apartment to retrieve her belongings.
Nice.
Isn't that nice of him? Yes. McRae then arranged for the woman to meet some friends at Walmart, and they would pick her up from there. That's what the report says. But in between stops, the deputy and woman began flirting with one another and decided they couldn't restrain their passion for each other anymore. McRae drove to a convenience store, gave her his credit card, and sent her inside for some condoms because, quote, it wouldn't look right if he had purchased the prophylactics, which, by the way, was horribly misspelled in the news story when I got it off of their website. It was spelled P-F-R-K-O-B-A. If you click on the link, I bet you if you click on the link, you can go and see this.
Prophylactics.
Prophylactics. Look for the word prophylactics. Horribly misspelled.
From the Sun Sentinel.
Yes, from the Sun Sentinel, which is not surprising.
Prophylactics.
You probably do a search for, it wouldn't look right. And then it's in the same sentence for wouldn't look right. Or purchased. You can say purchased as well. Or credit card.
P-R-O-F-I-L-A-C-S.
Yeah.
P-I-A-C-S. Prophylactics.
Yeah, really horribly misspelled. So that thank you. That's
something milk related.
It does, doesn't it?
It's like it makes you barf out milk.
Barf out milk. Are you vibrating over there? Because your screen keeps going wah, wah, wah.
Yes, sorry.
Wah, wah, wah. It's.
I'll attempt to adjust my chair so that it doesn't hit the desk. There we go.
All right. So she bought some prophylacticals.
Prophylacticals.
Prophylacticals in uniform, according to the report. 2 minutes and a half. Okay. So McRae then drove the patrol car to a dark, secluded parking lot where they bumped uglies in the back of McCrae's patrol car. Yeah, according to the report. Mm-hmm. After the two finished having sex, McRae flipped on... What was that, Betty?
What did you say, Betty?
I just farted.
No.
Yeah, I know. You always do. Well, Roger usually does, but we'll work with that one. Okay.
Happy birthday.
Okay. So, 2 minutes. Okay, so McRae flipped on his emergency lights to escort the woman to the Walmart because the woman's friends were en route and he had to hurry up, according to the report. What McRae did not know is that he had been under surveillance after a tipster claimed McRae had been seen participating in criminal acts with known prostitutes on South Orange Blossom Trail while on duty, the report said. After McRae dropped the woman off at the Walmart, an investigator interviewed the woman. The woman told OCSO investigators that she was paying her dues because McRae helped her. And the report also said that the woman stated that she was a willing participant in their sexual adventure and did not feel forced into having sex with McRae. McRae admitted to his conduct and also said it was not the first time he had had sex on the job. McRae was removed from duty while the sheriff's office conducted an investigation, hence this report that we're reading. The investigation continued on, and in March, the sheriff's office formally determined McRae had violated the written directives on unbecoming conduct and operating vehicles. According to the report, McRae had resigned from the department. And that is your crazy ass, how the hell are we making it through the broadcast tonight, news?
Thank you, Anthony. using the database or tune to Shyampa Radio. Do you want to be a part of this unique on-air experience? Visit Shyampa.info to find out how. Hey Anthony, what happened today? I heard the Tampa area had a poop leak.
Yes, we did, Betty, but we'll get into that in a minute. But first, I hear you had an encounter recently with a new man. I think Joe has a track to play for us. Or something.
Yes, I do. And I'll play it. And let's remind first-time listeners what happened the first time we heard of this new man.
Oh, hold on.
Oh my god, we need to repair this sidewalk. It's kind of rough. Okay, I'm here, and okay, I think Joe told me there's a button I have to push. Where's that button? Let me see, where is it? Oh, there it is!
Well, look what the cat dragged in. Hey, Blinda, where have you been?
Good morning, Betty! Oh my god, I had such an experience! First, when I got to the train station, it was so packed I couldn't get on. And then when I got on the next train, oh my god, it was so packed I couldn't put on my makeup or clip my nails or pluck my eyebrows or listen to my music really loud because everybody was so loud.
Excuses.
Well, I never...
Shut up, bitch. You never will either. You know I had to go and make coffee this morning. Listen, bitch. I am not the coffee bitch around here. If you can't get to work on time, I'm going to tell on you.
Well, listen, Betty. I'll make a deal with you. I found something you'd really like. He's a brand new man for you. He's fresh. He's got a clean slate. Okay, he's named Breadboard Model BY-201. So what do you say, Betty? Be friends again!
Chaka chaka boom boom. I could use a new man in my life. A light signal unit got hit by a semi truck last week and they carted him off. Roger is nowhere to be found. Well, okay, Blinda, just this one time. I really don't like making coffee. Sometimes it spills on my circuit and I get this funny feeling all over. Maybe Breadboard can help me out.
Will Breadboard Model ZY-201 prove to be good for Betty? Keep it tuned to Shyampa Radio and the Joe Wisdom series to find out.
When we last left you, Betty had received a gift from Blinda. Blinda found the number to this really cool artificial unit named Breadboard, unit number YZ201. Let's pick up the story and see what happens.
Oh boy. I am so excited to meet Betty. It's rare to find a human that will talk to us artificial personalities. And I am glad. Blinda, who I met on the train the other day, seems to think I will find Betty to be a knock. Out. I better bring extra fuses, double strength, just in case.
Boy, I am a little nervous. A gift from Blinda can be a little dangerous. Remind me to tell you about the time she gave me what I found out later to be a plastic replica, bag of microwavable popcorn. But first, what do I wear to go meet this Breadboard unit guy? I've got it. This cute little digital circuit print with sexy long leg stockings should do the trick. He better have brought extra. Oh shit, is it him? Damn, he is early. I'll be right there. God damn it, lay off the bell already. Jeez. Alright, enough. I'm going to kill Blinda.
Oh my.
You
first sight? Find out to this and many more questions you might have on the next edition of Betty and the Breadboard Unit. Hey, do you like these little series we produce? And all the little crazy antics we do with Joe Wisdom and Blenda and all the other fun personalities? Give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566. We look forward to hearing from you. And make sure to keep it tuned to Cheyenne Radio, because every day, 24 hours a day, there is something unique and special for everyone. Go take a look at our schedule by visiting cheyenne.info. And now, back to some other Cheyenne programming.
Wow, this is getting interesting. It's always getting interesting. Well, I'm glad Betty has some new...
Chugga-chugga-boom-boom in her life, yes.
Chugga-chugga-boom-boom, you got that right.
Yes.
We absolutely love that. So, let's see, where are we at? Let's see, here we go. Excuse me. Hairball. Anthony says, hey folks, don't forget to listen to Weekday Rush Hour every morning at 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central, and add whatever else I want to. So we're carrying a new radio program called the Shortwave Report. Catch it. The schedule thingy is on our website, shampa.info.
Go and Joe. And Joe says, and be sure to visit us at chiampa.info for more info about us, and we encourage you to support ainfosradioforall.net and check out all the offerings they've got, because they've got some good stuff like toppers and
they really do
notes and all that good stuff. So back to you, Anthony.
Why, thank you very much, Joe. I greatly appreciate that.
So Betty had made mention about something about river of shit or something. What's going on?
We're gonna have to go into that, don't we? All right.
Leak.
Goodness. Okay, so in Florida, see, like, we're gonna try to discuss this in 2 minutes, which will be difficult. So I'm gonna give you a very abridged version. In, like, for you in Chicago, when you flush the toilet, everything that you flush in the toilet goes down a pipe and it goes to the main sewer in the street. That main sewer carries it out to the treatment plant out in Stickney, which is huge. If you ever Google Earth it, that freaking thing is huge. All the poop that goes down the CalSag into that thing. So, anywho. But in Florida, for some reason, and I don't know if it's because of the hurricane thing or the this thing or the that thing, but any, like, all, like, developments, like subdivisions or large buildings, office complexes, stuff like that, all these places have these holding tanks outside. So you flush the toilet and everything goes into the holding tank. And then when the holding it's like a sub pump. When the holding tank gets
maximum gallon, they'll say 10 gallons per something, like in SimCity.
Something like that, maybe. And it goes in this tank, and then it takes the tank. It gets to a point and it just flushes it out down the Great American Sewer System to the treatment plant where your poop goes. Well, unfortunately, in Florida, we have these holding tanks and sometimes they break. Mm-hmm. Today at the office, it broke. So, unfortunately, they didn't close the office down, which is a shame. But they were still working on it when I left this evening. Which I feel bad for the guys, you know. I don't know what's going on, but it was literally I drove into the parking lot and it was a river of poop going across the parking lot. Well, it really wasn't poop; it was all just water. I think the poop kind of stayed in the tank, but all the water kind of flowed out.
Oh, but it still has poop in it.
It still has poop in it, and it still smelled. It really smelled like poop. My goodness, did it smell like poop. Anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next Monday night. We're doing an hour. We start at 8 o'clock Eastern. Remember, folks, I didn't write anything for this. Don't fuck in the back of a patrol car. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out.
Bye.
The This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.